Hey guys, my name is Brandon. I'm here with Megan and Madison, and we're here doing the daily reflections for Wednesday, May the 17th, and forgive. Under very trying conditions, I have had again and again to forgive others, also myself. As Bill sees it, page 268. Forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others are just two currents in the same river, both hindered or shut off completely by the dam of resentment. Once the dam is lifted, both currents can flow. The steps of AA allow me to see how resentment has built up and subsequently blocked off this flow in my life. The steps provide a way by which my resentments may, by the grace of God as I understand Him, be lifted. It is as a result of this solution that I can find the necessary grace which enables me to forgive many others and myself.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so if I'm not like an active program member, I'm not going to understand what? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that person was rude and I don't like them, or they hurt me and screw them.
Yeah.
You know, what flow? Who cares about flow? You
yeah.
know? I'm pretty sure. I can only speak for myself, but like everybody in the world wants success. They want happiness. They want peace. They want to enjoy living life mm-hmm. and be able to have the things that they need
mm-hmm.
and what they want, you know, live life to the fullest. So when you say flow, what I think of is the ability to live life to the fullest and however I see that. You know, and of course things don't come out exactly as I want them. It just doesn't work like that. I have one plan and it comes out completely opposite. However, more times than not, it's just as good, if not better. And when I'm holding on to resentment, oh my gosh. Okay, so the resentment not only keeps me thinking about myself, where I don't notice the trees or anything happy, you know, and I'm just hateful towards everyone, and I feel like everyone's out to get me, right? So, like, when I do these steps and I'm able to start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? So, like, I realize that nobody's perfect, right? And we all want the same thing.
Yeah.
We want success, perfection, all that good stuff, right? And I'm no better than you are,
yeah.
You know, and with those resentments, I'm not able to feel the fullness of life because
mm-hmm.
I'm trapped by them.
Yeah.
I'm trapped by the anger and the hate and the sadness and the pity, self-pity. Oh my God, the self-pity.
Forgiveness for me is probably and has been one of my biggest barriers and still remains that way to this day. It's just the wall has come down a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm learning and continuing to learn and continuing to accept that as I forgive, I actually do have access to something far greater than what I had before. My life when I'm using, my life when I'm high, my life when I'm drunk, I'm pretty angry.
Yeah.
I'm pretty upset. I'm pretty hurt. And I'm pretty sure that you're all to blame.
Yeah.
And holding on to that stuff, I was drowning in misery. And today, the idea of letting go of these resentments, forgiveness is not so difficult for me with the people in my life and the people that maybe have wronged me. I feel like I can understand and accept their situations, and I feel like today I believe they truly did the best they could. And that's been a big part of acceptance for me. Where I run into that wall is with myself. And that self-forgiveness, I feel like that's the key. I feel like that's one of those keys, that little hidden nugget that if you can really, truly forgive yourself, you're on the right path.
Yeah.
There's a lot of freedom that comes with that. So I try today to, you know, I pray for a lot of people today. I have a prayer log, prayer list. Because it was suggested to me that when I am upset or maybe I don't understand someone's point of view or maybe I feel like I was crossed or wrong, that I pray for that person to have all the stuff I want in my life. And at first I thought that was really unfair because I don't want to give them the things I want because I'm still selfish and self-centered. And I think, what if they really get that? What if I pray and they get it and I don't have it?
And I'm sitting back here watching.
Yeah. Right. And I, right. And I've concocted this whole miracle. But the truth is, I don't have that amount of power, but what that prayer did and what that prayer does for me is it lifts that feeling, that resentment from me. So I no longer have to direct that energy at wishing terrible things upon you, you know?
Yeah.
Such a turnaround from, you know, hoping that you might trip and fall and get a little banged up. To, you know, I hope you're successful today, and I hope you find love in your life, and
what
I
a
hope
transition.
I hope that you find friends and treat them well. and I try to, what I try to do, because I'm able to do that now for other people, I try on a daily to also show that love and forgiveness for myself. And again, it's practice, and the better I get with doing that, the better I feel about myself, and the more I can say almost genuinely give myself that same kind of pass where I say, look, I did the best I could. None of us are perfect when we're under the influence, and none of us are perfect when we're doing those things. But we have the option to be better today. And so I'm really grateful for the idea of and concept of forgiveness here.
So I feel like I just have a lot to say about all this.
it's a lot.
There's so much. There was so much just in this little nugget of not even a full paragraph.
Right.
The first thing I liked about it, and it reminded me of what my sponsor told me when I sat down to do my resentment list. He said, you need to be the first person on there because you're the first person that you have to forgive. You know, and I was like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? You know, I didn't quite understand it. And he said, give yourself a break. You did all these things and you have to forgive yourself. And if you can't forgive yourself, it's going to be a lot harder for you to forgive other people. Mm-hmm. And that was his advice to me. And I remember years before I came in the program, I had this conversation with a lady and she thoroughly offended me because I was telling her about, you know, the resentments that I had towards certain family members and that I was going to have to learn how to forgive them. And she said, bullshit. She said, forgiveness is a choice. Mm. You either do it or you don't.
Oh.
And I was like, ugh, you know, like, it was like, you might as well have stuck a knife in me.
Oh,
because when it was a choice, then I just had to make the motion. You know, like I had to make the movement, like the action, it was me. Forgiving others and forgiving yourself requires nothing on their part.
No.
They don't have to ask for the forgiveness as much as you'd like for them to, you know. And, you know, that breeds the resentment. The Big Book tells us that resentment is the number one offender. You know, it's absolutely poison to the alcoholic or the addict. And it says that it's not for us. Like, the grouch and the brainstorm aren't for us.
I was
so
pissed.
It's the
dubious. I was so pissed when I read that.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh.
I was too. It said it may be the dubious luxury of normal men, but for us, it means death.
Right.
You know, because we have this mental obsession with alcohol and drugs, so of course we have that mental obsession with any other thing in life. You know, I'm going to obsess over how you wronged me. And I want to be judge, jury, and hangman. I do. That's just me. And, like, I'm still that way today.
Well, no, because you're entitled to that because it's your life, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So I feel I have all these entitlements, and I feel like, oh, you shouldn't hurt me. And anytime I'm offended by someone, it's either because I think they're taking something from me that I think I deserve or that I'm not getting something, you know?
Right.
Like, that's it. But I can't allow these resentments to crop up. That's why I do a 10th step every day.
Right.
You know, I look back over my day. I said, okay, was I upset? Was I afraid? Did I harm anyone? Do I owe anyone an apology? You know, and that's where we can kill those resentments. And, you know, wishing someone well, that was so far-reaching for me for so long. My sponsor told me the same thing, we'll pray for them. And I was like, fuck that. I am not doing that. You know, and I fought that for so long, but those resentments stayed there.
Right.
And they brought me to a point in my, even in my sobriety, where it was either I do this or I'm going to go drink because I couldn't stand the pain that I was feeling and no one wanted to be around me. I'm 6-7 months sober, stone cold sober, and I was the most bitter person to be around. No one wanted to be around me, and I said, okay, I have to make a change. Okay. Things have to, you know, change. So I did the steps. I took the steps outlined and the what was prescribed for me to do, and just all of a sudden, okay, life got better.
I really like this. I like this reading a lot. Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Go.
Okay. Megan, like you said, you pray for them, right? And that's not what I do. I mean, it's not. And I'm just going to be honest with you. That's just not how I do things. But whatever works for whoever, you know. What I've come to realize, and this is not just my own thoughts, because my thoughts are destructive and they will ruin my life as well as other people's. Self-forgiveness has come through, like, I always tell my sponsees to do esteemable things, right? Self-esteem comes from esteemable things. So there was a period in time where I was in treatment and I couldn't go out and make amends, right? So I got done with my seventh, right? And I'm like, oh, let's do these amends. Like, I want to just get out there and do that, because I was on this spiritual high, right? And I couldn't. So, like, I had to start doing the living amends. Mm-hmm. And every day I have to wake up and be whoever I was when I was using and in my addiction. I do everything in my power with the help of God to, like, not do that. Right, yeah. So if nothing changes, nothing changes, right? So, like, I change everything.
Yeah.
Right, so the days, and I'm not perfect. Sometimes I'm like, I just don't want to do that, you know? Yeah. But I do know if I continue to do things the way that I used to, because I don't want to, or because it's inconvenient, or what, I get miserable, and more miserable, and more miserable. And it's going against forgiveness to myself, because I amend my living amends to myself is me forgiving myself.
Yeah.
Because I deserve to live a better life and I deserve to be treated as such.
Yeah.
So I have to start with me. Because, like, although I might have resentments towards other people, it's not about them.
Uh-uh.
It never has been. My resentments are not hurting anybody except for me. Because I'm crazy, you know, and
you're in good company.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me know.
Great. Well, Madison, Megan, thank you guys so much. It's always a joy. And thank you guys for joining us. Definitely want to say like, share, and comment, guys. Let us know. Give us some feedback. Let us know how we're doing. And if you want to hear something, if you want to hear us talk about something, let us know. Drop us a line. And if you're struggling, you can always reach out. Go to detox2rehab.com, call the helpline on there. There's many resources that can get you connected to anything that you're looking for. Thanks again. Join us next week for more fun stuff.